Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Motormouth Mosley Radio Show. Sorry for the delay, a little technical difficulties going on there. Again, you have reached the Motormouth Mosley Radio Show. This is your man, Motormouth. We're talking scandal tonight. We've got a lot of conversation to go on. We're going to have a couple of people hopefully call in, and we're going to discuss the season premiere of season three of the Emmy-nominated shocking show, most intriguing show on television, presidential espionage, just a great show to watch. We're going to discuss it. We're going to have some people call in and discuss it. Phone number to call in is 347-945-7975. Just a quick note, we've also got some sports to talk. We do have some Major League Baseball. Braves are playing against the Los Angeles Dodgers here in Atlanta. The first game of the divisional playoffs. Last check, I believe the score was 4-0. Dodgers were winning. I'm not sure what the final results are. Actually, I can check that out in a few seconds. But, again, the long-awaited return of scandal. Folks didn't know how to act. It was blowing up Facebook out of respect for my friends back on the East Coast and on the West Coast. And in Hawaii, I refrained from mentioning anything about the show other than a couple of posts on some friends' links. But I definitely didn't bombard the Internet with a lot of my normal comments during the show. It was pretty much everything that we've been waiting on. Is a show that it's one of the highest rated shows on television outside of sports, of course. And mostly women enjoy watching it, but there are a lot of us men who have gotten the bug, and we are scandal-holics also. But one of the great things about the show is the acting, the quality of acting with Kerry Washington and the rest of the cast, Columbus Short. It is just well-acted, well-written. Shonda Rhimes, who's famous for Grey's Anatomy, Private Practice, and now Scandal, which may be her best yet, has just gone beyond herself. If you thought that the presidential misdeeds of the Kennedys and Bill Clinton were something, this guy Fitz has nothing. He's those guys on steroids, and Millie, his wife, is as gung-ho and as aggressive as they come. I'm not sure how many of you listeners caught it, but a few weeks ago we had a show on with the divine Miss E. She was on talking scandal and just did a great job of giving folks background on what the show is about. Earlier this evening, there was a 2-hour preview, kind of a catch-up episode that kind of enlightened people on what had been going on and kind of just brought people up to speed of what where we are in the show. And basically, the show ended last season with Olivia Pope, who is a Washington, D.C. fixer, and when I say fixer, I mean people who have been charged with crimes or have gotten themselves into situations that they just can't easily get themselves out of. They go to her, and she gets them out and fixes it. She fixes it and clears their name. And now she has gotten herself in a bind. And there had been previous episodes where this man had put out basically a hit on her, and no one really knew who he was. He was kind of being the master puppeteer in the background over some things that were going on. And he was well entrenched in a lot of people's lives, but nobody knew exactly who he was up until the last seconds of the previous season's last episode, the cliffhanger. And she gets into this limousine, and here is this man, and she looks over, and all she says is, "Dad." And all of us scandalholics went absolutely bananas, as my friend Laura would like to say. We all went bananas because no one had any idea that this man who had put a hit on her was her actual father. So, of course, this season's episode starts out with her in the back of this limousine, and he's basically telling her what's going to happen since she has gotten herself into this situation where she has been named as the president's mistress. He basically puts her on this private jet, and he has her passport and visa and all that stuff and Swiss bank account set up where she will just go and disappear for 8 months and then find another place to disappear and basically run from this affair that she's being claimed to have. And she's on a plane getting ready to leave on the tarmac, and she's on the phone. She borrowed a phone from the flight attendant, and she's on the phone with Cyrus, who is a presidential aide, I guess you would say, advisor. And sorry, I was distracted with a phone call. And she's on the tarmac talking with Cyrus, and she's questioning whether or not Cyrus will be there for her. And unfortunately, the conversation gets rather heated, but Cyrus lays out his cards and says, "Yes, I am your monster." He claims to have her back, and that he's going to go and get this cleaned up, that she shouldn't run, that she should get off the plane, and he'll fix it. Well, she did get off the plane. She had some words with her dad as she got in this limousine and went back to her office. She pulls up to her office, and there's just, you know, paparazzi. There's media. There's reporters just bombarding her. They're breaking into the limousine. They pull the driver out, and they're in there trying to videotape her, and she's trying to hide behind her hair and all this stuff, and it's all just chaotic. So Superman, a.k.a. Hook, one of her gladiators, pulls her out of the limousine, and along with Harris, Clipper Short, and they all pull her into the office and get her saved from the paparazzi. And then it gets really heated. You know, there's a few exchanges, and how are they going to fix it? How are they going to get out of it? And the next thing you know, she's on the phone, and she's calling up for favors from people she'd helped, and they're all turning their back on her, and she's starting to panic, and you can see the disappointment in her face. But unfortunately, no one comes to her aid to help her out. And then a meeting is called, and it's Fitz, who's the president, Olivia, and Millie is the first lady. And they're in this room, and they're trying to go back and forth. Well, even prior to that, there was a meeting with the vice president, who is a female, older lady, and she's this devout Christian, and she called Millie a whore, and I think, I mean, not Millie, but she calls Olivia a whore, got called a whore like five times this episode, and I don't know how many women, let alone black women, going to let somebody stand in their face, call them a whore, and not jump down their throat. But that happened. She got away with it, and sooner or later she said something about it, but usually it would turn into a Jerry Springer episode. So you got the the vice president, who's basically saying that I'm not going to be on your side, I'm going to come, you know, I'm tired of your meandering, your philandering, and then he jumps down Cyrus's throat and talks about him being homosexual and dragging a little brown baby into the mix. They had adopted a little baby who was African-American, and it just was so much going on tonight. It was just so dynamic. It was just one twist after another twist. I mean, I don't know where these writers come from for the show, but, I mean, she must give them crack or something, because they're just so all over the place. You can't say you predicted anything or you saw something coming, because you would be lying. Nobody believes it. But it's just a great, fantastic show. It was a great season premiere. I'm sure there's a lot of people that went to viewing parties are now having a great time just going over the show and rehashing it. But I got to admit that it was a well-done episode. And as for the romance and how things worked out, ultimately it seems like everybody had a plan B to cover Liv's situation or to make this thing go away. And probably the shocking thing that happened toward the end of the show was that the big question was who had leaked Livia's name to the press as the face of the affair. And it actually came out that it was Fitz, the president, who leaked out her name, because what he wanted to do was basically he wanted to take the firepower out of Millie's hands, because that was her trump card, because she knew that she could always play that. Well, the man doesn't want to be in the marriage with her, so he was looking for any way, any opportunity to get out of it, and this was his first caveat that he threw out, saying basically, hey, I'm going to let it be known who the person is, so you can't come up and throw that out later. That wasn't actually exposed until the very end of the episode, which, again, just a great show. You never know what's going to happen next, but it was just a whole lot of moments of one gangster move after another gangster move, one heavyweight punch after another heavyweight punch. You sit here and you think, okay, wow, now give me a minute to breathe, because I just got over the last thing that happened, and then all of a sudden here comes another one. It was just it was just another great episode. Unfortunately, it was more about Olivia and Fitz, and we didn't get to see as much of my favorite character, who was Huck. But it was just it was a real gangster move. They tried to cover it up by putting a new face on this affair and saying it was someone else, just to alleviate Olivia. And that is going to blow up, because you, first of all, the woman who they claimed is now sitting in Olivia's office, so you know she's going to get it fixed. And second of all, whoever did it is going to be thrown under the bus, because that's not what the president wanted. He didn't want it to be bailed out. He wanted to come clean. He wanted this out in the open so he could move on, get rid of Millie as his wife, but it just doesn't look like it's going to turn out that easy. Again, you're listening to the Motor Mouth Mosley Radio Show. We normally talk sports, but as I said in previous weeks, we're going to have a couple of nights where it's just going to be a scandal talk. So, yes, it was a great episode tonight. Can't wait till next Thursday night at 10 o'clock East Coast time. Out of respect to my folks back east in Hawaii, and I mean back west in Hawaii and on the in California, who everything was delayed, I refrained from posting anything online, but it was extremely difficult, and I probably won't be able to do it again. The show has me captivated. I want to make comments as it's going, but I couldn't quite do it. Couldn't quite do it that week. Again, great episode, great show. I almost need to calm down. It's like watching a Cowboy game. I'm so excited and hyped after the game, I can't go to sleep. But I just wanted to have a quick little episode, go over the show a little bit. We're going to figure out next week who's going to, how this thing is going to unfold a little bit more. I think I'm just going to cut it a little bit short tonight. I'm going to have a little quick show. Got to get up and go to work in the morning. You know how that is. But I did want to get something on air talking about the show. Come back and listen to it later. Thank you for listening to the Motor Mouth Mosley Radio Show. Tune in Sunday night. We'll be back talking sports. Might even have a show Saturday. Depends on how the games go. And absolutely look forward to next weekend, probably next Thursday show. And next, I may have shows next week, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. I'll be doing a remote from a secret location. I will be leaving the man cave in Redan, Georgia. And who knows who I'll have on. I'll be doing some live shows. So look forward to you tuning in, listening in, and hearing what I got to say. Thanks again for listening to the Motor Mouth Mosley Radio Show. Hope you have a great rest of your evening. Aloha and mahalo. Thanks for listening in.